Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT, Dynamite Explosive One, TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What's up, Jonas?
Oh, nothing. Not a lot's happened since last week. Actually, a lot has happened.
Yeah, dude, it's been a good news week, actually.
We want to thank y'all for watching live on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive. If you're catching this on replay on YouTube, thank you. Also, make sure you follow all of our social media, Crazy Town Media on Twitter and Instagram. Also, the cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com.
We have a website, essentially, is what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, if you want to subscribe on YouTube.
YouTube. Go there.
Crazy Town Media on there. We just started a new playthrough of Resident Evil 2. NBA Live and
don't tell
Assassin's
the other
Creed,
Odyssey. It's not out yet, Joe. You ruined the surprise.
Oh shit! Yeah, it's tomorrow. Well,
live viewers, I guess you get to know.
Right. So TNT, a lot has happened since last week and the week before.
Yeah, man. You want to start off? You want me to start? Is it my turn to start off?
I'll start out because I have some updates.
Okay.
Well, I have updates. Since we previously didn't do a lot of really current articles, a lot of current stories. But since we are, I figure we should update the viewers with updates.
All right.
Update them with updates. Go figure.
This is for you guys at home.
First off, Jesse Smollett.
16 felonies.
16 felonies up to 64 years in prison. They don't have any...
16 felonies.
Any information about when his trial starts, but it's...
Yeah, man. They're trying to make an example of that man.
Oh.
And honestly... Probably should.
You know, if he was just like an average guy, they probably wouldn't go so hard at him. But since he was a prominent man on a popular TV, not prominent man, but he was on a popular TV show.
Relatively popular.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're not even, they say they probably won't even pick it up for a sixth season.
Well, after this shit happened, man, they were like,
pfft. Yeah, people don't want him.
Nah, dude.
He got fired. He's off the show, but they still don't know if they're going to bring the show back. So
yeah, who knows, man?
He fucked it up for everybody.
Yeah, well, sometimes can't have nice things.
Martin Luther King is rolling over in his grave.
Oh, Jesus. We have another update.
What else?
Tekashi.
Is he getting out?
6ix9ine.
Yeah, a little phlegm.
So, yeah, right, little mocos in my chest here.
What happened with Tekashi? I haven't heard this yet, actually.
Okay, so based on his narking information and his testimony,
that sounds like something he would do.
They've elected, the U.S. Attorney's Office has elected not to prosecute crimes 1 through 9 and all additional crimes that he's told them about while he's been narking.
Oh, so the ones that would have got him for 47 years.
Yes.
Okay.
It says if he follows through with everything and he testifies, they're going to suggest, and I quote, a sentence below any mandatory minimum for him. And he is eligible for witness protection.
There it is.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm telling, and I don't give a fuck. Get me out of
here.
He's
like, the first thing I need to do is take this 69 off my forehead. I'll put a 70 up there. No, the difference.
Man, you know what? I don't even know what he could do. They're not going to allow him to be a rap star anymore. He can't be an artist anymore.
No. But he'll have to get tattoo removal, dude. You can't walk around with a 69 on your face. Someone's going to find out. He ain't going to have rainbow hair. He's going to have, like, a buzz cut. You know all those pictures? Like, you'll see those ads that pop up. It's like, what would Tekashi look like without all the tattoos and a normal hair? Like, those stupid things. Yeah. That's what he's going to be.
Well, see, and here's the thing is that they froze his assets, right? He had a lot of people stealing from him, but he got rid of them right before he went in. They froze his assets. He had about $11 million, I think. It was either 11 or 9, one or two million dollars in the bank. That's plenty to live off comfortably for the rest
of your
life.
Even if they confiscate half due to his like criminal nature, even if they left him with $1 million, he'd be all right.
Yeah. And I could see them being some dicks and being like, we'll leave you with two.
We'll leave you with $6,900.
But $2 million, dude, you're $6,900. Yeah, $2 million is still plenty. I'm just saying, he's going to be all right.
Yeah. Except for all the people wanting to kill him. He may not be all right that way.
Yeah, he's not making any friends in the streets.
Another update.
What's up?
Robert Kraft Dude, this one's fucking juicy.
Okay, I haven't heard this one either. That's your man's.
There's a couple things here.
Yeah, this is your man's, by the way.
My man's. So I guess they have like 26 people. The FBI has 26 people on video.
Mm-hmm.
It said, including ejaculation and cleanup, caught in the thing. And they feel that Robert Kraft is one of the people they have on video. This is on the New York Times and shit, dude.
What does that have? So? What?
So, like, they have Robert Kraft getting, like, jerked off on camera. What?
We already knew that happened.
No, they have, like, actual video evidence of him.
Jonas. Okay, yeah, well, all right. We already knew it happened. I don't want to see a 60-year-old man ejaculate.
I don't either. But that's just even more embarrassing for him. Another thing. I'm not going to get into it because it's a little bit political.
Is it Trump? Mueller?
The lady who owns this salon, whatever, used to own it, I think, now.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Li Yang.
Yeah, Li Yang.
There is some pictures floating around online of her taking a selfie with Trump at a Super Bowl party or something a couple years ago.
Oh.
So I'm not going to get into the Trump part of it, because I didn't really look at it enough to really think, but there could be some ties to this jerky salon.
I mean, yeah, I
to the Trumpster. He's boys with Kraft, right? So,
well, I mean, all millionaires and billionaires are boys.
And,
but I don't think they know what's going on. Like, dude, I don't know that you, like, hunt women at night and keep them in the kennel under your bed.
Wow, that's a small kennel, right?
I don't know if you do this specific thing.
I guess. But, so, yeah, I don't know. It just looks bad for him.
It does, but eh.
And yeah. One last thing I wanted to show you.
You're not necessarily the company.
This lady's name is Li Yang. And while I was looking up articles, I don't know if the guy who wrote the article is trying to be, like, cute. But as you can see right now on the screen.
I can't see it, but that's fine.
He put up, the Herald reported the chain spot Yank still owns has gained a reputation for offering sexual services. Yang has denied any wrongdoing.
That's probably her street name. They call me Li Yank, motherfucker.
They call her Yank in the streets. So
that's where you go get your
I don't know if that was just like a clever thing or his mind was playing tricks when he was writing. But
yeah, that's pretty good.
And one last update before we move on. They have potentially found a third person HIV-free from the bone marrow transplants.
Nice, nice.
This person is in Dusseldorf. They are off their antiviral drugs. There is two more people who have done the bone marrow transplant,
mm-hmm.
but have not stopped taking antivirals yet, so there could be two more potentially.
Yeah, and they have to take it for like 18 months or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I didn't know that this last time, but it said it couldn't be used except for on high-risk patients. The only people who can do this are people that have HIV and cancer. I'm like,
yeah,
God damn, dude. Like,
you gotta be I'm fucking amazed that there's this many people. Right. They got two more people who are just in line.
Are
yeah.
you dying of cancer? You yeah. also have potentially have AIDS.
Yeah, fam. I got the AIDS and the cancer hooking
up. Damn, dude. That.
Yeah. That's fucking whew. Ridiculous.
Yeah, so those are all the updates. We're going to keep updates coming for y'all.
Sorry, if you got gonorrhea, we don't know what to tell you, but cancer, AIDS, dude, we got you on lock.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll hook you right on up if you got cancer and AIDS.
Maybe.
All right.
TT.
So we're going to start with me.
Did you use paper this week?
I used the paper this week. It is, it's not in the best condition, but it is here.
You're going to be using like an empty like food wrapper from like McDonald's in a couple weeks.
I'm trying to make it a thing. Like one of these days I am just going to have it on the back of a potato chip bag.
Like a scroll, you're going to etch it out?
Never.
Okay.
No, I'm going to put it on the back of a potato chip bag. Ooh. And it's going to be written in magic marker. And I'm going to be like, here's my.
That's nice.
Anyway. Let's start here.
Okay.
Jonas, did you realize that until recently, it was illegal to have sex outside of marriage in Utah?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. They don't want you fucking if you're not married. So, in 1973, it was a Class B misdemeanor to have fornication.
So if you caught your like husband or wife cheating, you no. get arrested.
Now that's adultery. That's different. That was actually illegal countrywide back in like the 40s and 30s.
Okay,
and
so
shit.
No, yeah. This is just like period. Like
yeah.
if like little Joey and little Janice are like high school sweethearts and they're like prom night.
Exactly.
They bust them like go to jail, bitch.
So
get that penis out of her.
Exactly. We're locking you and that dick up. So in 1973, Section 76-7-104 of the Utah state legislation says any unmarried person who shall voluntarily engage in a sexual intercourse with another is guilty of fornication, and it was punishable by fine. They're like a Class B misdemeanor.
We got you fucking. Yeah, give us $50. It's your fuck back.
I think it might have been like a fine, or maybe if not even a short, a misdemeanor doesn't get you jail time.
Hashtag fuck tax.
Basically, it'd be worth it if you're asking me.
They're just like, they're knocking on your window like, ting, ting, ting. What happens if they catch you fucking yourself?
Dude, I don't know. There's probably a law against that. It turns out that it's not yet repealed. The House representative has to pass the bill or veto. Ooh. And we're talking about Governor Gary Herbert. And they just recently repealed the laws against sodomy and adultery as well in Utah.
Jesus.
So, man, they do not want you putting your dick anywhere.
Not even you can't even touch your penis when you go to the bathroom if you're not married.
There's already enough restrictions on my dick with the underwear that I wear and the fact that I can't put it in animals. And now you want to tell me
that's a problem?
I mean, I'm just saying, dude. I'd like to have the choice. Generally, all right?
Wow.
I don't plan on no. I'm just saying I don't want everybody telling me what to do.
They're all judging you.
Right now. I don't give a fuck.
I like your Canadian flag on your mask.
With the Toronto's rep. You think I don't think about
that? You're all draped up.
Dude, salute to our boys up north. But that's my story, man. Basically, is that they holding you down in Utah.
Is that because of, like, what is it, the Mormons?
Yeah, they're Mormons.
And they're very, like...
Yeah.
But they have, like, sex cults? Force, like, people to marry each other and...
Yeah. It seems... Honestly, it does seem like a pretty hard law to enforce. Like, fornication?
Well, they'd have to catch you. So it's exactly. Like they catch you at lookout point, like with your balls deep and your girl.
Like, I'm guessing if like a cop finds you fucking in public, they can hit you with two things essentially: public indecency and fornication.
Well, right, but if you were in your car having sex like behind a Walmart, like,
why has it got to be me, Jonas?
I'm just
glad you didn't.
I'm just using you as an example.
All right, cool.
So they catch you behind Walmart.
Uh-huh.
You're fucking, you're getting it, right?
Yeah, just fucking that sheep. And right in the, I mean.
No.
She. I meant her, as in she, not sheep.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, you got to watch them puss.
Yeah, I have a list.
And he comes up, and he's like, takes his flashlight. He's like, tink, 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 TNT dynamite. I know you. We've caught you here before.
I imagine if you get caught fucking not being married to a chick enough time by the cop, then you will go to jail for it. I didn't do the research to see if this has ever happened, but honestly. They're
like, John, this is the 17th time we've caught you behind 7-Eleven having sex with your girlfriend.
Now you know.
I'm calling your daddy.
Yeah, I don't know. It sucks, man. It sucks.
Yeah, dude.
But hopefully they pass it, man. Because
we don't live in Utah, so I don't care.
Absolutely fucking not.
You know one place I don't think I'm ever gonna go?
Where's that?
Utah. I don't know. Why would I go there?
It makes you think, like, the basketball players there. You know they're fucking, dude.
Yeah.
You know.
Carl Malone played his career there for like 20 years.
Yeah, and he didn't stay there because. He didn't stay there because they knew how to season chicken either. He stayed there because the Mormon bitches go like
John
crazy.
Stockton looked like he didn't have sex.
I think he was Mormon.
Oh, maybe that's why.
That's why. He looked Mormon, didn't he?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mormon.
I wonder if all the players are Mormon, or if that's like a prerequisite.
For the Jazz?
Yeah.
Dude, Carlos Boozer went there from the Cavs. That dude ain't Mormon.
Yeah, that's true. He was probably fucking chicks.
Oh, yeah. LeBron's mom.
Give me
was
some
that him? No, that was Delonte West. No.
Stop.
Anyways.
We don't talk about LeBron on the show.
I'm going to talk about an internet challenge.
What's that internet challenge? Is this the one with the garbage?
Can I tell you that I hate internet challenges for the most part? Like, the Kiki dance, fucking people getting hit by cars and shit. The Tide Pod challenge.
The Kiki dance. Yes, Dad, the Kiki dance.
The Bird Box challenge. Dude, what's that? What's Kiki dance called? What's the actual challenge called?
It's the In My Feelings challenge, Dad.
In My Feelings challenge. There is a challenge right now, and you did just mention it. Hashtag trash tag.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's fucking, I can get behind this 100%.
But are you?
I may go do it, but I can get behind people doing this challenge. Dude, don't judge me. When I post my picture, I'll throw it on your Crazy Town Complex bed.
Crazy Town Complex bed.
Yeah. So basically what this is you find a area that's littered in garbage, mm-hmm. and you take a before picture of the area littered in garbage out in like the wilderness or a park or whatever. Then you clean up all the trash, and then you post a picture of you and all the bags.
Mm.
And I guess this is an old hashtag, but it really just caught wind again in March. Like, someone basically challenged all the millennials or the young kids, the bored teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, if you're so fucking bored, why don't you do something useful and put it out? And then it started to gain traction. I hope it keeps traction forever. Because what we need is clean earth.
Yeah, I agree. We need clean earth. I think it's a super wholesome meme, but like, there's got to be some people who are just bullshitting their way through it.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're like, hey, look, I'll take a picture of this place before it's dirty. Then I'll just dump all my trash on it and take a picture and switch the pictures that's around.
That's how they're bringing their bags of garbage from home.
Yeah, dude.
And they stack them all up like, 88 bags. And they dump it all over the creek. And
you can just go and collect all your neighbor's trash cans and just put it in front of an area that's already clean
But then you have to dump it out and make it dirty.
It's true.
So they're littering.
Yeah.
It's the littering challenge.
Oh, it's way easier and more fun to litter.
Would you do this?
No,
Would you save the earth?
See, now look, you're going to make me look like an asshole, Jonas. I don't want to look like an asshole.
Wow.
No, because I'm not going to do it. Am I the asshole for not doing it?
Well, I don't know. Somebody else said they're not going to do it either.
Thank you.
Or maybe they're going to say that you won't do it because they know you.
I'm not doing it. It would never happen.
You wouldn't?
Jonas.
Dude, I would clean up some shit.
Get out there then, motherfucker.
I got to get to the dirty area first.
Well, go find one. Go find one.
Dude, that's the hardest part.
We've got some hefties right underneath the sink over here.
I got a hefty something for you. and a goddamn trash bag, I'll tell you what.
Is it my turn? Is that the end of your story? I don't know if you have more. Do you have more?
You want to talk about trash?
Yeah, I mean,
that's it. I just meant general. Do you want to talk about garbage?
We have determined that I am comfortable with saying no, I won't do it. And you are not comfortable with saying that you're not going to.
Because
you're
not going to search out a place to do it.
This is what I'm talking about.
Listen.
And the truth shall set you free.
If I have a bag with me, because you know I travel with trash bags constantly.
I'm getting ready to put some in the back of your car just to see if it gets opened.
All right.
I will go purchase some extra large hefties.
And I'm on a trail, which I'm not on trails very often.
Uh-huh. There's enough trash. The trash to trail ratio has to be 75% more trash than trail.
Yeah, dude.
And you have to have bags.
Right.
In a place that you've never been.
No, I mean, I could have been there before.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, on to the next one. No. Oh, Jonas needs to do the challenge update next week.
He won't.
Hashtag fuck tax.
All right, Jonas, this is going to be a quick one, too.
All right.
There was a billionaire diamond trader. He was 65 years old.
Okay.
But he had a little bit of a problem, Jonas.
Did he have impotence?
It was kind of worse than that, actually.
Did it fall off?
Can you imagine that?
Leprosy of the penis?
What could be leprosy of the penis? Yes. He had penis leprosy, Jonas.
It's affecting many young men and old men all over the world.
If he just had cancer and AIDS, we got you fixed.
We cure him of the AIDS treatment.
But no, he had a problem. He had an exceedingly small penis.
Like, how? Like, when you say exceedingly, like, what constitutes a micro penis?
Dude, I don't know if I'm qualified to answer this question.
You're like anything less than 12, I guess.
Exactly. Thank you, Jones. Good shit. Good shit.
Like,
all right. But he did. He had a very small penis. I don't know how big his dick was.
Okay.
All right?
I thought it maybe took a picture.
And notice that I used the preposition was. He passed away 65 years old. Billionaire diamond trader, mind you, billionaire. He was getting a penis enhancement surgery
when he died.
Had a heart attack on the old nursing bed.
And a heart attack. You can cringe. You can cringe right now. I know. I did it. It was good.
So yeah, it says that he was just really obsessed with his penis size.
Well, I guess like if you have like a non-existent penis, like I guess you would just like be like, can I at least have like an average size penis? Like,
you're a billionaire, dude. The thing is, I don't understand why you wait till you're 65. If I'm a billionaire and I got a problem with my dick size, I'm just going to pay somebody else for their dick. I'm going to pick a dick out of a lineup like and have them so... Yeah, dude!
Is that possible?
I don't know. Probably. Why not? I'm just going to...
They liked my heart attack joke.
They're going to... I'm going to pick my dick out of a lineup and I'm going to be like, no, I'll take Tyrone. The Tyrone.
And just give Tyrone money?
Dude!
You got a dick swap?
I got $1 billion!
It's like a face... It's like Face Off with John Travolta and Nick Cage. You're just like... Just swap the dicks.
Like, I don't know what they do in a dick enlargement surgery.
Oh!
But I imagine that it's pretty hard on the old dick.
It's definitely hard on something. Okay. But here's where I guess I feel you on that. Because, like, so say your penis is, like, the size of, like, your thumb, right?
I'm not going to say my penis is the size of your thumb.
Hypothetically speaking, a man has a penis... this big, right?
No, most of them don't.
Completely erect, this is it.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Ugh.
Let's say even like this. All right. Okay?
I'll make the balls. These are the balls. All right, don't touch me. Never touch me ever again.
So like, if you enhance it, what the fuck do they, like, they just stretch it?
Yeah, it's stretchy skin, man.
But what do they pump in it?
I don't know, like fluid or something? There's like a button you can press and it...
Oh, you have, like, robo-penis?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they do it for, like, guys with erectile dysfunction. There's, like, a little button that goes...
So they put, like, a metal rod inside it and it stands up?
It's like fluid sex, like penis implants.
That's fucking weird.
That I know about, but I don't know if they do that for an enlargement surgery. I don't know. Like, what do they fill? They fill it with, like, sawdust or something? Yeah. Like, because you got to put something in there, right?
They put the leftover salad bar lettuce from down the street. Just a little, some romaine, some bromaine all up in your pepe. Oh, Jesus.
There's a good chance.
That would be awful. But, like...
Dude, you know the worst part is that is the way he died. Like, there's... Dude, is there a worse way to die than...
I guess, like, your dick gets cut off and you bleed to death.
No,
at least
Jonas.
He was out.
No, Jonas.
He went to sleep and went and died. He might as well have been having heart surgery.
You don't understand. I'm not saying it was the most painful or the most excruciating way to die. I mean, the fact that you're a billionaire and you die getting a penis enlargement surgery and it's fucking front page of the New York goddamn Times.
Like his fucking son.
Dude! Like, everybody knows like, that you're funeral.
Like, he probably just told his family and friends, like, oh, I just gotta get an operation.
Yeah, I got this bunion on my foot. No, now everybody knows that you were getting your dick biggened. And you were getting your fucking dick biggened and you died.
You see who popped in? The beardy friends.
What's up, friend?
What's up? So, fucking, yeah, dude. I am not putting gel sacks in my wang.
I don't plan on doing it.
All right, good enough.
But that's my story, man. So, you know, big ups to my tiny penis friends up there.
Shout out to the small guys.
Pour out a little dove for you, just a little bit.
Oh, God. What is that?
It's a little dove, man. You got to pour it out for your homies.
Wow, you just Ajaxed all over the place. All right. Anyways. So.
What?
How do you feel about food stamps and government assistance? In general,
I don't know. I don't care. Whatever.
You don't care?
Why do people? Why?
What?
You talking about like what? Like poor people?
Well, I mean, you have to meet requirements to get food stamps.
You got to meet. Okay.
Like you have to be under a certain income or so many dependents or whatever.
Yeah. Kids and shit.
So Alabama.
Yeah.
Fucking has introduced a bill.
Uh huh.
And this isn't the first time this has come up. I think other countries may do this.
Yeah.
That you would need to pass drug tests to continue to receive your government assistance.
Well, that's bullshit.
It says...
Jonas, you know that's bullshit.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go through it.
Okay.
About why.
Keep it going.
So, basically, here's what the it still has to be voted on. It's probably going to get shot down because it's a little extreme. If you have more than one positive, you become ineligible. Yeah. So you get one chance. More than two positives, permanent ban forever. You can never get more government assistance ever.
And this is if you smoke weed.
Fail a drug test. It didn't specify which drugs.
You know
okay.
No.
Let me go through it all, then we'll discuss. Now, my one thing was like, fuck, what if, like, you have some kids and the parent's a crackhead or whatever? Wait, you gotta watch out for the cracks, bro. You know what I mean? You can designate a third party to get your kids' benefits if you get banned. And if you refuse to take a drug test, you're automatically deemed ineligible. So go ahead and say what you had to say. We'll go from there.
This is bullshit. I'm furious.
I agree that it's bullshit, but where's the bullshit coming from? I want to see where you're at.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of this country this bullshit, Jimmy.
Are you?
I am!
The U.S.?
I'm fucking tired of it, man, because this is strategically targeted to... to target the black community, Jonas.
Is it?
Yeah, Jonas.
Oh my God.
It is.
Wow.
And it's because of people like you. You're killing me, man. You're killing me. I gave you 30 years of
TNT. TNT.
And you're killing me.
TNT.
TNT. I got a relationship. This is not about music. You're killing me, man.
TNT.
No, and I hope this camera's still on. No, thank you, thank you. I hope this camera's still on. They say I hog-tied those women. Why would I not a hog-tie nobody? Why would I hog-tie them?
I don't know, TNT. Anyways.
And scene.
back to this. So why? What is the problem?
Yeah, dude, they should definitely take drug tests. Fuck that shit.
All of that.
Yeah, dude, fuck that.
I didn't even know this was coming. All right.
Definitely do drug tests.
Yeah, dude. Well, here's the thing. I agree with the drug test because I feel that, like, people work the system.
I don't even think it's that you work the system. It's that if you got enough money to buy drugs, then you don't need to be on welfare. And honestly, I feel a lot of the times that the problem with these with people who need the government assistance, whether they be white or black, if the drugs are an issue in your life, getting you off of those is going to aid you in getting off the government assistance.
Right. And see, that's where I think my problem is. Like, I agree. More than one positive, you should have to go to drug rehab.
Yeah. That would be helpful.
Then if you continue to fail tests, then they can start banning you. But here's the problem.
That makes sense. That's a good thing.
But here's the problem. If you take away a crackhead's money, you're going to have a hungry crackhead. They're going to do more crime. They're going to steal.
And that just brings your point about it should be about the Reformation. Like, this, it's a big problem even with, like, the justicism or the penal system.
You're right.
It's like, we're not reforming anybody.
No.
By just, like, yeah, it's not about punishment. Like, psychology said, it's not about punishing the child. It's about... positive reinforcement.
Right. Exactly. Because basically, yeah, I've read articles that people who go to jail for, like, misdemeanor stuff, if they spend more than a certain amount of time, they basically are worse off than they were if they would have just not went to jail in the first place. Because you go into jail, you're dealing with jail shit, you're learning criminal shit from people who are hardened-ass criminals in jail that, like, are lifetime criminals. You go in for, like, something silly, like... like you fucking steal or something, you know, like, and then next thing you know, fucking murderers are beating your ass, fucking whatever. They're teaching you how to do shit. Then you get out and you're like, well, fuck the system. You know, and you're like,
yeah, man. And it's a shame because the way things are set up right now, it's just setting people up to fail, like, consistently.
System. Exactly. But yeah, dude, I feel this is a little, I like this idea.
Yeah.
What I read about it, though, is that some areas have tried to do it, and the cost of the drug tests are more than what it costs for them to save the money in the thing. So it's like a whole balance of, like...
Yeah. And I imagine if they were trying to give these people the help that they needed, even if they did get caught, it would be even more, less cost-effective.
Right. It would be less cost-effective. But it becomes a vicious cycle because, like, people work the system. People are like, oh, I can do this. I can have so many kids and the bubble. I never have to work. I get government assistance. But people do that.
Yeah.
People work the fucking system. White, black, Hispanic, every fucking nationality works the system.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, I mean.
Do you have anybody in your family who's on welfare?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I mean, I think like at different times when I was younger, we did. Things like that.
I've seen a food stamp once in my life.
Yeah.
So I don't. I will not sit up here and say that I know the plight of being on welfare.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll never say that.
But, you know, you can always work yourself. The key is to work yourself off of it. And if you got to take a drug test, man, at least you can get a job. Because you can't even get a job if you're going to piss dirty.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Well, and here's the thing. It's government assistance. It's to help you through a tough time. It's not government life.
All right, Jonas. We can't get too Republican here. We're going to sound like a...
Wow.
Like I'm going to be wearing a MAGA hat next time.
You got to watch. You got your soap all over the back of that shit.
Dude, look. I'm good, man. It's just a piece of paper.
All right, that's it, man.
That's your last one?
No. I mean,
I got one more.
I got some shit to talk about.
I got one more. What? All right. So, Jonas, let's talk about your mans.
How many mans do
you
I
got,
have?
Man, you got a lot of mans.
Wow, I got all the mans, I
guess. You got a lot of mans out there, buddy.
Ooh.
All right. We're going to talk about your man, Jair Bolsonaro.
Oh, I'm sure that's exactly how he pronounced it.
He is the...
Hello, everyone. I'm Jair Bolsonaro.
Jair Bolsonaro. Anyway, he's the Brazilian president. And he recently tweeted out a picture from Carnival, one of their celebrations, like a big street party.
Okay, this is the president.
This is the president of Brazil.
Are they a democracy? I believe they are.
I believe so.
Okay, all right.
He said president.
He's like, Carnival!
He was like, oh, what a great Carnival we have, and these are some of the people attending. And it was a man who was sitting at a bus stop, and he began to play with his asshole, and then he bent over, and then another man began to urinate on his ass. He tweeted this from his official presidential
picture.
Well, it was a video. It was definitely a video.
He's like, come see Carnival, the best of the best.
But your man's tweeted this from his official presidential account. His idea behind it was to show that the degradation of Brazilian society had come to this. This is the type of shit that's happening at Carnival, and we really need to clean it up. But if you don't read Brazilian or you don't look at the caption, you're just seeing the president tweet out a golden shower.
It was Portuguese.
Was he Portuguese?
No, they speak Portuguese.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
You said Brazilian.
Well, you know.
So, yeah, so it just looks like he's putting out golden shower bits. Funny story to follow up with that.
Yeah.
One time I was in downtown Austin.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
And I was taking an Uber home. I was out downtown drinking. Taking an Uber home.
You're feeling curious.
I was like, what's going on down this alley? Mm-hmm. No. So... I'm in the Uber. We stop at a stoplight. We look over. There is a man vomiting into a trash can.
I've been him.
Okay.
I don't see a problem.
While we're sitting there, his buddy runs up behind him while he's puking in the trash can, starts grabs him around the waist and starts dry humping him on the corner of the street. So he's vomiting in the trash can and his buddy's dry humping him from behind.
Well, that's just horseplay, Jonas.
The Uber driver's like,
they're just horsing around.
Catching the shit. Yeah, he's like,
boys will be boys, you know?
Oh, shit.
That's just some good old-fashioned horseplay.
Because that was him last week.
See, I'm telling you, man. It's don't get as bad as Carnival. Carnival is known for the debauchery that takes place on the streets, man. Yeah.
Hashtag fuck tax in the street.
And apparently, fun fact, the term golden shower seems to be a universal term.
For every nationality, every country?
After the president tweeted that, he got a backlash of, like, why would you tweet out this golden shower picture? He tweets out, what is a golden shower?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, you know, it's a learning lesson for everybody. He got to learn what a golden shower. I got to learn that everybody, whether Portuguese or Italian or Japanese, Chinese, you know, we all use golden showers.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate the good
good words, we'll do man. One more story. Do you want to do crazy murder or dumb criminal?
Let's do the dumb criminal because those are always fun.
Okay. All right, cool. This may be quick, so we may
All right, cool.
All right. So, Have you ever done anything stupid, TJ?
Every day of my life.
Is your life one big stupid?
We don't want to get into that. I only talk about that with my therapist.
This one time, I did something stupid.
I need help.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Yeah, I know, man.
Walter Earl Morrison.
Okay, I can't tell if he's white or black from that name.
Right.
But all right, let's keep going.
We can play Guess His Race.
Guess what race it is.
He's like a 20-year-old man.
Uh-huh.
He's trying hard. He's trying to, like, do himself. That sounds completely different.
He's trying to live his best life.
Live his best life.
Okay.
He got a job as a UPS cargo sorter.
Oh, that's a good job, man.
Great benefits.
Yeah, man.
He's like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Got me a 401k. Got himself some investments, some health insurance.
Okay. And?
He decided to steal a package.
From the truck.
Cargo center.
That he was driving. Okay.
And it wasn't just any package. It was a package with a $160,000 diamond in it. So what package are they going to have an eye out for? Oh, I don't know. The six-figure diamond.
What? How did he even think he would get away with this?
Because he's stupid.
How big is this? Is this a Klotman diamond?
I don't know, dude. This happened in Phoenix, Arizona, so it wasn't like overseas.
No.
Yeah, it was. So he decides.
Who the fuck sends their diamond through UPS?
If you got a $160,000 diamond, you think you're gonna hire like a bird to fly that shit?
Where
you
need trusting some motherfucker in brown shorts to bring me my diamond?
Dude, okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
If I had a $160,000 diamond, I would fly it myself to where it needs to go.
I don't even know how to transport diamonds, honestly.
In a briefcase? A briefcase with handcuffs and shit? Yeah, like
basically
shit.
Jason Statham style. It'd have to be.
Okay, so you figure he's going to get caught, right?
Yeah.
They do catch him. He's like, I'm sorry, I don't have the diamond.
And then they're like, we have it tracked.
No.
They didn't have it tracked?
He goes, no, man, I traded that for some weed.
Shut the fuck up, Jonas. He did not say that.
He did.
Jonas, what the fuck are you telling me?
He traded.
You're about to make me R. Kelly again.
You're about to R. Kelly.
He
traded a $160,000 diamond for $20 in weed.
You know what's fucked up? And
I can just see the anger in your face.
You know what it is?
What's that?
Is that I see his mentality. I see what he was thinking. He was like, I'm going to steal this diamond. And he was like, what the fuck am I going to do with this diamond?
Right, right.
And he was like, dude, I'll give you this weed for that diamond, dude. I know what to do with it. And he was like, all right, dude. And he was like, dude, I'm scot-free. I don't have to worry. He's going to give me, what, half, 10%, 40% when he sells it? That's what happened.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It didn't have that.
Yeah. But it's still stupid, man. It's dumb, all right?
All right. Well, here's my thing.
Why are people stupid?
Well, basically, how the article determined how much weed it had, it said that he sold it for 2 joints. Hold on. According to, and I quote, the Global Marijuana Price Index, that's $20 worth of weed. What is the Global Marijuana Price Index? That's what I want
to
know.
Now I really need to know what race this guy is.
He's a black dude.
God damn it, Jonas! Taking L's! Just taking L's!
I forgot we were playing that game still.
Oh, god damn it, Walt! Walt, what are you doing?
So here's where I wonder. Yeah. Did he not realize how much the diamond was worth when he stole it?
Like I said, dude, he stole it, and he was like, I can't believe I got away with it. He probably didn't know what to do with it. Fran was like, I'll give you this bag of weed. I know what to do with it.
I'll give you
whatever.
Right. Yeah, so that happened in 2014, actually.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Yeah. And
same time.
I tried to look up to see how much time this dude got. There was not one update.
Oh, God. He got killed. This man is no longer alive.
Yeah, it didn't even have his obituary. It just had that he was dead.
Tiny brains, tiny penises.
What did we cover today? We covered tiny brains, tiny penises.
penises that are pissing on people out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow, there's a lot
in
of...
carnivals.
Oh, and drug addicts getting government assistance.
I don't know. I bought my paper up. It has soap on it.
Oh, dude, you shouldn't have squirted all over it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So I don't know what else we talked about. I forget.
Yeah.
But well, that's, I think that's it, right?
Are we
done?
Yeah, I mean...
This was fun.
Yeah, it was. So TNT Dynamite, I hate to say it, and I hate when this happens.
I don't mind it.
But that is all the time that we have for today's show.
I'm going to be streaming Overwatch on our ancillary channel, and I think it goes on this
channel. It hosts on here, but it does not give you a notification.
All right, so I'll be streaming Overwatch in about 30, 45 minutes if you guys want to come and watch that, by the way.
All right, and what is your handle on Twitch?
I don't know.
It's right there. Aren't you on your account?
TNT Crazy Town. I don't know if it's on my TNT.
It's TNT Dynamite _ Crazy Town.
Is that what I stream from?
It's right there, yeah.
I know, dude. This is my...
That's consummate professional.
Whatever.
So, yes, if you want to follow him on Twitch, do that. He'll be streaming shortly. So, but that is all the time we have. Please make sure to like us, share this, subscribe to our YouTube, Crazy Town Media, and, of course... the replay of this show will be up on YouTube probably later tonight. Audio-only versions on all the podcast streams will be up probably tonight as well. We'll catch you next week. Same crazy time. Same crazy channel. For Jonas, for TNT Dynamite,
and Zestacles,
we are...
Oh.